Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. We win when you become part of the solution. Seriously. All right. Let me get down to this. Always appreciate the time that you're with me, that you've joined me. You know, the... Everything is starting to unravel for the left. I mean, we may be losing some seats here and there, you know, across the country. The Republicans / conservatives, you know, they're hanging everything on, the Democrats are hanging everything on abortion, which shows you just how pathetic we've become as a society. That when you don't care how you're living, you don't care how much you're paying for gas, you don't care any of that stuff. The stuff that really affects you on a day-to-day basis, what you care about, is whether or not they're going to give you a right to kill a child. That's number one on your list. God, it's sad. It is just so sad. It shows you where humanity has gotten to. It's just amazing to me. But it all comes back to education, what our kids know, what they don't know. Right, and Republicans should be hanging out because the Democrats got nothing to hang on. Nothing. Everything they're pushing has to do with abortion. Everything. They're not talking about how great your bank account is. They're not talking about how great it is that numbers are down. The only one doing that is Joe Biden, and even his own team is laughing at him. That's how ridiculous this gets. And we need to tout the wins. We need to tout the good things that are going on in blue states, right, with blue policies. I'm sorry, red policies. Ooh, that was... But seriously, Florida, for instance, and look at it, I'm not a DeSantis fan, all right? I'm not a detractor, don't get me wrong, but I don't want him as president. But Florida, now our governor, California governor, has been running around, Gavin the nuisance. People are running around talking about how much better California is, how much freer it is. And he's on drugs. The guy has got to be on drugs. Florida is now considered the freest state on education in the country. That's according to a Heritage Foundation report and study. Right? It ranked Florida as the top state for education freedom. The renaissance of school choice is the silver lining of the left's disastrous mismanagement of American schools over the, serious decades. They've had controls of our schools for decades. And we have been going down and down and down when it comes to our world ranking as to how our education system works. The Great Awakening and the theatrical school closures during COVID-19, the pandemic, it only compounded the problems that we were having. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. They know. They knew. They knew the price. Look at, if the experts that they want us to believe, remember, these guys were all saying, well, no, this is not going to hurt our kids. It'll be fine. It's not a detriment. The masks aren't a detriment. This is a detriment. That. Now, what do they say now? Those same experts are telling us, well, yeah, the kids are going to be behind because they couldn't really see. You know, the younger kids especially, they couldn't see the teachers articulating certain letters and certain words. And, oh, so the idiots who didn't go to college like myself, except the party, but people like myself who were saying, this only, you can see naturally, this only hurts. There is no way you can ignore the fact that this is a bad thing for kids. Oh, no, you don't know. You don't have a degree. You're not a doctor. How dare you say anything? Because I have a brain, and I have two brain cells that actually work. That's how I can say something. Common sense is, if you are using common sense for anything, those academics on the left are going to tell you what an idiot you are, and you don't count. Now, you got more and more states embracing educational freedom. I think we're inching closer and closer to a system where parents have the autonomy they deserve, right, to break away from the public education system. Our founding fathers never intended for our education system to be the moral compass or the teaching of the moral compass for our kids. That was not the goal. Right? They wanted you to learn how to read. They wanted to educate you with the basics. Why? Read some of their writings. So you'd be able to read the Bible and learn. Learn about history. Learn about some of the great writings other than just the Bible. Right? They wanted an educated electorate. That's what they called it. Because an uneducated electorate would be a disaster. They knew it. And look what we have today. The great state of California. 42nd in the nation when it comes to education. We used to be like in the top three. Just amazing. In the 2023 edition of the Educational Freedom Report Card, Florida remains the top-ranked state across the board. Florida lawmakers have once again expanded education freedom. They've promoted parents' rights while creating a laudable return on investment for taxpayers. And Florida lawmakers set a high standard for academic transparency. They rejected CRT. I mean, they got back to basic education for kids with a Bill of Rights. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Let's get involved, get engaged. You know, there's a woman, God bless her, written me several times, let me know. I talk too fast. I am so sorry. I do. First of all, I come from an Italian heritage, all right? The people in my kitchen, in my living room, they talked fast. I mean, Italian rolls off the tongue, easy to speak, apparently, easy to roll with, all right? And it just moved. I've been doing this all my life, and I have to be reminded to slow down. So, yes, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe at TheRealSide.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com. All right, here we go. We're talking about how Florida is number one. You know, again, Governor Newsom, running around telling everybody how great California is, how great he is, what a great governor he is. I mean, his numbers are in the tank, thank God for once. Can't stand him in the state anymore. They used to love him. People close to him tell me he's full of himself. So 2023 edition of the Education Freedom Report card, Florida, number one. This is the state that Newsom's been putting down the whole time. Why are they number one? They're back to parental freedom. Parents decide, you know, whether kids homeschool, go to school at the state level. He's nixed critical race theory. Bunch of garbage, already been disproven. I mean, a lot of the DEI stuff gone. Black kids are suffering more in Florida. They're doing better academically. Why is that? Why can't we look at that? Now, the DeSantis administration, they prioritize cutting wokeness out of the state schools. They've gone out of their way to make that happen. Right? Since he's been in power, he's had the Republic. And this is my beef with all of you who think he'd make a great president because of what he's done in Florida. He has full control. He has a Republican legislature. He looks at them and says, I need this. They put it together, they pass it, he signs it. So again, I say to you, don't think he's going to be able to do the same thing, because he's not. Not as president, he's going to have too many people against him. Anyway. He put up a parents' bill of rights which prohibited instruction on gender identity, sexual orientation, and moved to enforce laws banning pornographic material from school children. The administration also has battled critical race theory in the classroom and recently got the College Board to modify its AP, African American History course, to comply with Florida's educational standards. How did they do that? They removed two things. They removed information about black queer theory and Black Lives Matter. Don't you love it? I mean that sincerely. I mean, look, they want to spend all kinds of money and all kinds of time on things that a very small part of the population in these schools, you know, subscribe to. And everybody else, they just get to suffer. It's wrong. He goes on to say, by providing universal school choice, parental rights in education, and curriculum transparency, they ensure that the parents are able to fully direct their children's education. Now, remember, they're not looking. Parents are never really looking to go line by line through the curriculum and say, here's what you're going to teach, and here's how you're going to teach it. Now, they just want to make sure garbage is being shoved down the kids' throats. All right, now you're all making fun of me talking fast. You can always slow down. You can record it and then slow down the recording. Heritage also recognized Iowa and Arkansas for making significant gains in education as well, in freedom, that is. Those states also signed a major school choice bill. State lawmakers adopted education savings accounts, which is great, too. I mean, your kids, you should have control over your kids. I've been saying this for years. Some of you have been listening to the show for years. I've never changed my mindset when it comes to education. I've always said the same thing. Look, it's the only institution, for all intents and purposes, that the federal government forces you to send your kids to, or you go to jail. Now, that school could be one of the highest crime schools in the area. It could be one of the worst schools in the area. It could have the highest dropout rate. And yet you're bound by law to send your kid there. There have been people that have been sent to jail because they lied about their addresses to get their kid into a better school. Now, do I want you to lie about your address? No, I don't. But do I want you to have the right to be able to send your kids to the right school, have your kid get the same level of education that other kids do? Yeah, I do. The only other thing I'd say to you where we'll probably kind of part ways to a degree You know, if you live in a very affluent, high-end area town, and you're paying, you know, big bucks for taxes, then yeah, I don't see why you can't have schools that have, you know, pay teachers more, have a different level of education, that kind of stuff. You're paying for it. Your tax base, your tax dollars are paying for it. And if you're in the inner city, and because you can't afford to move out to those nice areas, remember, you're being told on a regular basis that the Democrats, they love you. They care about you. They care about your kids. Is that really true? Can you really look and say that's true? That's what's happening? I mean, seriously. Always been amazing to me. Always. So, I mean, I live in a decent area. I'm not going to call it affluent, but I live in a decent area. Okay? The teachers get paid well. Our facilities are good and clean. Nothing is perfect. Ours aren't perfect. Nobody's is perfect. But we have teachers that care. When you have teachers that care, that give a crud, I'm not going to say the dollars don't matter, but it's not the dollars that drives them. They give a crud about the kids. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you got to pay attention. You got to catch up. You got to make sure you know what's going on at your kid's school. Joe Messina, don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. Former President George W. Bush expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, the lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Show us in your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, do something. Don't just sit there complaining. Actually do something. All right. Do you remember all the dust up, you know, how we were just deforesting this planet like crazy? Do you remember all of that? Right? That, you know, we were just a gazillion acres a day. I don't know what they were. I remember all, and then it kind of, I won't say it died, but all of a sudden it's not such a big deal anymore, right? You know why? Because a recent Harvard study, it was showing that you had thousands of acres that were being cleared, a fourth were being cleared to build solar panels. Oh, no. Right? Now, Massachusetts is the one, I mean, they need more solar. They're going to try to do what Texas did. They're out of their minds. You know, only in that whole Democrat world of green and only green can you look at states that have failed miserably, or where the green has failed miserably, where solar has failed miserably, wind has failed miserably, and go, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. We should do that. Seriously. Since 2010, over 5,000 acres of natural and working lands have been destroyed for solar development in Massachusetts. Now, that's resulting in the emission of over 500,000 metric tons of CO2, more than the annual emissions of 100,000 passenger cars. Are you catching that? Right? So in a little over 10 years, they have emitted more CO2. Than the annual admission of 100,000 passenger cars 1 year. But then you won't read about, are you crazy? You won't read about that. Nobody would be screaming about that. Under current practices, thousands of acres of forest farms and other carbon-rich landscapes, they're being converted to host large-scale solar farms. The removal of the trees undercuts the state's requirement to reduce emissions by 2050. This is because the trees are an effective carbon-removing tool. They have forgotten their science. Oh, actually, they did. No, they haven't. They don't care. Remember, Massachusetts is where John Kerry lives. Hello? Oh, God. basic science. They just can't pull it together. By 2030, climate polluting emissions in Massachusetts, they're supposed to be reduced by 50%. Back to 1990 levels. They want a net zero by 2050. Yeah, go ahead. Let's see. We'll watch you make that happen. You realize that's an impossible task. It's not feasible to eliminate fossil fuel that's used across the entire economy by 2050. Reach a net zero goal would also require removing carbon from the atmosphere to counteract the remaining greenhouse gas emissions. This is all scientists putting this out there from Harvard. So this is not some right-wing conservative conspiracy group making it up as they go. Well, kind of like the left does. Now, Massachusetts can meet its goal. They can reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 while simultaneously protecting crucial forests and farmlands. Now, who do you think said that? That's right, a Massachusetts official. Oh, God. Again, it's just amazing. He said, I think it's a good news story. We don't need to choose between forest and solar. We can have both. I think we can meet the net zero goal if we focus simultaneously on developing green energy and protecting forests. Right. Not if you keep cutting them down the way you do. Really. Over 85% of surveyed residents in Massachusetts believe that solar should be built on rooftops, parking lots, landfills, other developed areas, rather than clearing forests for them. Why? You know, many people had to think about this. It took the non-scientists to sit there and say, why don't you produce this solar or figure out a way to use this solar without impacting nature so badly? In my area, they put the solar panel. What they did was they built carports in public buildings, like at schools, in the parking lots, instead of leaving them wide open. They put carports there. On the carport, they put solar panels. What a great way to do it without really bothering anybody and providing shade for the cars. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The study also noted that the subsidies available to produce solar, again, make it so they really don't want to fix it quickly because they get money every year. I mean, solar, I don't know if you guys realize this. Well, some of you do because you've been listening to the show for a long time, but solar's been highly subsidized for decades. In some states where it's mandated, the state actually subsidizes it to make sure that those companies don't go out of business. Well, if it was so popular and it worked and it was able to self-sustain, why do you have to subsidize it? You know, I know they don't believe this, but capitalism works. If you leave them alone, you stop subsidizing them, stop giving them a reason not to succeed. Really. You'd be surprised at how things will turn around, how quickly they'll turn around. Because if they see an upside to it, they will beat their brains out to make sure it works. Seriously. You see what Ford's doing with the electric vehicles. They've cut back. Matter of fact, all the major manufacturers have cut back. Because they can't. There's not a need for them. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There's not a want for them. Let's go down that road. And that's where this government has gone now. The people don't want these things, so the government says, well, we want them, so we're going to force you to get them. We'll give you tax penalties. We'll overtax your gas. We'll overtax your guns. We'll make it impossible for you to want to, buy a gas guzzler, if you would. And by their measure, a gas guzzler pretty much at this point is any car. Right? Again, it's just infuriating. It really is. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, and that you're part of the solution. Let me see. Oh, this is a sick one. And I thought, we've talked about this before. You guys think I'm nuts. But you've got an Ivy League professor now promoting what he calls thought-provoking pro-bestiality. Yeah, yeah, you heard me. Now, Princeton University bioethics professor Peter Singer, he shared this study from the Journal of Controversial Ideas, which he co-founded. He says that the article challenges society's taboo against having sex with animals. Well, you know what's really funny about this? It's not really funny, it's sick. Think about how, especially in California, right? Consensual sex. Well, what is consensual sex? They take it down to the nth degree. Even at some point where if the woman, or even the man, but mostly the woman, at any point in time says, stop, this is wrong, the guy has to stop. Or he could go to jail for rape. Well, how does the animal say stop? How does the animal let you know that they're interested, for that matter? I could have a field day with this, but I got to keep it clean. Another thought-provoking article in Zoophilia is morally permissible by Fira Benstow, which is just out in the current issue of the Journal of Controversial Ideas. Now, the piece challenges one of society's strongest taboos and argues the moral permissibility of some forms of sexual contact between humans and animals. The article offers a controversial perspective that calls for serious and open discussion on animal ethics and sex ethics. First of all, can you believe that we're actually even having that conversation? Right? That it's even being brought up to be talked about as pros and cons and whether it's moral or not. Now, I used to joke about this in the early days because of the show, because this was talked about so much, but I never came home drunk enough thinking that my dog was looking sexy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We're back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as I said. Always a pleasure. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just engaged, just involved, and, ready to go. That's a big part of it, right? I want you ready to go. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, again, involved and engaged. All right, a lot happening, a lot going on. I want to get through some of these. With you. Anyway, too many things popping up on my screen. I think it's hilarious. All right, the UN's at it again. I mean, really, he used to call these guys the United Nuts. And when Trump got in, I was hoping we were done with them. It really was. But apparently, no, that's not going to work. But the UN commissioner claims that Israel doesn't have a right to self-defense. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. See, they claim that according to the UN Charter, what everybody kind of agreed to, right, that self-defense has a narrow meaning under Article 51 of the U.S. Charter. And that it does not give, the UN Charter, it doesn't give the Jewish state the right to defend itself against the home of the Hamas terrorists. See, they claim that because Hamas went into Israel, slaughtered their people, and then went back, you can't go get them. That's number one. Number two, they believe that, you know, since Israel is occupying that territory, now here's the asinine thing about it. The UN, not that the UN gave it to them, their property from day one, but for all intents and purposes legally, the UN gave Israel that land with the agreement of the rest of the UN. So for them to sit there and say, you're occupying territory that isn't yours, is saying, hey, we screwed up, we were wrong, we shouldn't have given it to you, too bad, now you're going to suffer for it. I like that. Under Article 51, use of force in self-defense is permissible solely to repel an armed attack by another state. Threats from armed groups from within occupied territory give state the right to protect itself, but not to wage war against the state from which the armed group comes from. Wow, they are really splitting hairs here, aren't they? They went on to say that Israel's campaign to destroy the threat to its citizens, the attacks are clearly indiscriminate, disproportionate, and violate the principle disproportionate. You go in with guns, machetes, you go into a party of teenagers and they've got no weapons whatsoever. You want to talk about a disproportionate attack? Actually, while Hamas reported that an Israel rocket had hit the Gaza hospital, killing 500, truth that it was a Hamas rocket that went backwards or that went the wrong way and killed. You haven't heard mainstream media fix that yet, have you? Free Beacon has reported the day after Hamas' October 7th attack, right? It was horrified by the narrative that focused outrage in Hamas for the attack. I mean, truly, everything humanly possible is being thrown on the Israelis, the Jews. And it doesn't matter what the reason is, why or not why. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be true. I'm right. It doesn't have to make true. This is how crazy this is getting. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, and to go on with these people, I'm trying to be nice. To go on with these people, the UN couldn't get a condemnation of the Hamas terror group. So what have they come up with? I'm up with 8 different resolutions condemning the Jewish state, condemning the Jews for what they're doing or not doing. It's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, they're charging Israel with human rights violations. Nothing on Hamas, though. This just shows you where we're at. It really does. It shows you truly what the UN is all about. And this is the largest single-day massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. And it's just amazing. And it won't stop anytime soon. Really, it won't. The UN Second Committee, which focused on economic and financial issues, announced the passage of 3 resolutions, including one demanding that Israel cease the exploitation damage caused of loss of depletion and endangerment in the Golan Heights region. Syria drafted and co-sponsored the resolution, which passed with a vote of 151 in favor and 6 against. Only Canada, Israel, the Federation of Micronesia, Nauru, and the U.S. opposed the measure. 11 cowards abstained. They couldn't be bothered. These are Arab lands, the representative of Syria said after the vote. They will return to their original legitimate owners sooner or later. Well, actually, God owned them, but whatever. If you look originally what was supposed to belong to Israel, right? What God gave Israel before the Ottoman Empire, what Israel was supposed to and actually had to a degree occupied or owned, it was humongous. I mean, massive humongous. I think it was like 300 square miles, wasn't it, or somewhere around there? I'd have to go look it up, but it was pretty big. They've given up land for peace. That happened. This is why I say to you, you cannot appease these people. You can't have peace with people that want to kill you. You can't have peace with people who truly believe, right, that you don't have a right to exist. You're done. And I don't know how anybody with two brain cells that actually work expects that to work. They've been accused, the Jews have been accused of creating this situation to justify their responses. I have no idea what that means. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just saying I don't have any idea what that means. And you can't give the UN any credit anymore. You haven't been able to for a long time. These are the same guys that put China and North Korea in at different times at the head of the Human Relations Council. How do you justify that one? Right? Really, you got to sit back and say, my God, China, some of the worst human rights atrocities on the planet, and yet you put them in charge of the Human Rights Commission. I just find this hilarious. How's that? For lack of a better term. This is why you've got to be so careful. Really, I mean this sincerely. This is why you got to be so careful in the way you talk to your friends, the politics, the way you handle politics. Making sure that people know why you vote the way you vote, why you feel the way you feel. Don't worry about losing a friend anymore. I mean, those days are... I hope to God you figured out those days are gone. You don't have any more friends. The minute you tell them you're Republican, you're conservative, you don't even have to tell them you like Trump or don't like Trump. Brand new child's book is promoting the notion that men can give birth to babies. Yep. There's a new book out called In My Daddy's Belly. It's written by Logan Brown. A woman who thinks she is a man is pregnant. It took me ages to get this point of being confident of who I am now and being a pregnant man. She went on to say, I spent so much time feeling shame about being pregnant as a man, and something clicked, and I thought, no, I'm going to do this. I'm a pregnant man, and we're going to do what we're going to do. Well, I'm sorry, but again, I say, men can't give birth. You can't just change it because you want to. You can't just change it because you feel like changing it. You can't give birth. Now, if you're a man, you might be feeling bloated. You might feel like you're in labor. But you can't be. I mean, and thank God, for Gays Against Groomers, the libs of TikTok, in putting this stuff out there and showing us truly what this stuff is. We need it. We need to see it. It's the only way we know for real what's going on. Look, I don't have the market cornered on this stuff either. And when I go looking for it, I don't always understand it. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Write it down because you're going to need it. Eventually you'll call and let me know how you feel. Hey, God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me later.